I don't know about you, but I appreciate the fact that the Gospels make some of the apostles pretty human. We know all about Peter's sticking his foot into his mouth. We know about doubting Thomas. Today we have James and John, the sons of Zebedee, their father. Big dogs in the apostles. They, with Peter, are at the Transfiguration. Important people. And here we see them in their utter humanness. Being even childish. Asking for glory. And I would use the word being presumptuous. Now, I don't think you and I pray that way. God, I expect you to give me this. But that's kind of what they did. Jesus, we want you to give us what we ask you. What a thought. And Jesus simply said, well, what do you want? Well, we want to sit at your right and your left when you get to glory. So Jesus basically says, you don't know what you are asking for, what you are talking about. Can you drink the cup I drink? Can you be baptized with my baptism? And they obliviously say, we can. Still not getting it. The apostles kind of didn't get it until Pentecost. So and that gives me some hope that the Lord is patient. Maybe we're not so patient, but the Lord is patient, helping us to do what he wants us to do, and he sticks with us. The Lord certainly did that with his apostles. And we need to think just a little bit about what the cup and the baptism mean. They refer to suffering. They refer to the fact that the Lord came and suffered and died and shed his blood for our salvation. And that is what gives value to our little sufferings, the things we go through. And it's a great paradigm to try to understand that it's okay for us to cry out to the Lord. It is okay when there is suffering in our lives, illness or the death of a loved one, or we are praying for a child who is struggling with drug addiction or whatever it might be, marriage breakup, job failure, being laid off, all those kind of things. It is okay to cry out to God. Why? He understands. But we have to trust that through that suffering, our suffering, we join his and we are lifted up in a way we did not think would be so good. I would suspect that most of us are old enough to say there was a time when we prayed for this. It didn't happen, but this happened. It was actually better. That's the mystery, to trust that in God the resurrection will come, but maybe not like we were hoping it would come, but in a different way. In our world, we have to pray for the patience of God to know he is in charge, and so whatever is happening out there or in here in our church, we will work it out. The resurrection will come. That's part of the cup and part of the baptism. Then he goes on to say, don't be like the folks out there who lord it over their people. But be servant. We have to keep hearing that. Pope Francis keeps reminding us to be servants, to serve our people. We are in a difficult time. History teaches me that it's pretty bad, but not as bad as maybe other times. And I pray for action to happen, and I suspect it will. But don't know about you, I would like it to happen now, okay? That's kind of how we are. But somehow the Lord will work it out. And I suspect that there may be a few bishops and cardinals who need to be taught a little humility and purification. None of that is ever easy. But this is our prayer. We too have times of arrogance and stubbornness. Or at least I'll own up to that. I suspect you would too. The Lord teaches us. And we grow. Again, through that cup and through the baptism by which we grow in His love and in His salvation. The other two readings really echo that. The first reading is one of the suffering servant psalms that we read on Good Friday, reminding us that the Lord suffered for the ransom for many, that He suffered and died to save many. That's now, of course, part of our institution narrative in the Eucharistic prayer, in the sense that He suffered for as many as would be open to Him. Very hopeful. And the great second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, reminding us that, as I tried to say, the Lord understands us. We have a high priest, Jesus, who is not lacking in mercy and understanding, because He too was tempted in all things, of course, but sin, to understand our trials, our tribulations, when we cry out to Him. And so He is our great mediator, our intercessor. He is our Redeemer. And we should trust in Him. So, whatever we need to cry out for today, let us cry out. But let us trust in Him who knows us better than we know ourselves. And let us be patient. I am not very patient. I would like things to happen, as I said, now. One of the things that I had always hoped for was that Roman Catholics and Eastern Orthodox would get back together, which they should. I was hoping to be able to see that before I die. I'm not sure that's going to happen. Just here recently, we all know about Ukraine. There are now three separate Ukrainian Orthodox churches. They call themselves autocephalous, which means they are independent. They have their own head, autocephalous. And so, the Patriarch of Constantinople, Bartholomaeus, made peace with one of those churches. The Patriarch in Moscow, Hilarion, said, we're not going to do that. So it's just like, I say these things so we don't think that we're the only church that has struggles. Okay. The Lord wills that we become one, period. One day it will happen. You may still be alive, who knows. One day it will happen. That's how we have to pray. So whatever will be for our church, for our country, for our world, one day it will be.